I'm an addict. My name is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
And anyways, right? I want to thank the convention committee for asking me to come here and share my experience, strength, and hope. I usually don't like share late at night. I'm tired. Anything liable to happen. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I only need about 5 minutes. I'm not like a law. Everything I need to say it just in about 5 minutes. All right? So that's why I don't care how long they talk. I'm good. We just get right to the point. I thought about this topic, counterfeit. I think I had this twice now. Somebody tell me something, right?
Yeah.
So, counterfeit is fake appearing real. But I want to tell you something. When my loving God holds me up to the light, He knows I'm real. In the 12th step, it says, old timer, regardless of how long you've been clean, may you always have the courage to come in here and tell the truth, regardless of what other people may think. So it's all about the truth. The truth is not popular. It's not pretty. The truth. So all I got is the truth. I'm not concerned if the truth sells CDs. I'm not concerned if the truth likes me when it's over. I can't even stand me sometimes after the truth. The truth is that the disease of addiction with a lot of years clean will still back me up into a corner that I can, convince myself is a leaning post when really it's a cave. So I think it's willingness. Willing to be willing. Fake willingness. I don't know. I got to tell you a recent experience. I got a daughter getting ready to go to high school. I haven't been to school since 7th grade. My mother left. I was a little girl. Nobody sent us to school. So I got a daughter who's going to college. We went and visited all these colleges. I'm so, obsessed with college. I don't know shit about college, but we going to college. I don't know what questions you're supposed to ask at college. I ain't got no money for college. I don't even know how to fill out the application for college. I feel like I'm being cross-examined by the FBI when they ask me to fill out those forms online for college. Why do they want to know so much? This is like a fifth step. I go to the college, I walk around, I feel like a counterfeit. I gotta wear my college outfit. I gotta write down questions like I'm college mother material. She said, don't sound like that. Say it differently. I said, well, how do they say it? She said, well, don't put so much in. It's like, hello? Hello, college people. I got my whole fucking scarf on, I'm college mom. I said, yo, when we go to the cafeteria, did you see the food at the college cafeteria? She said, Ma, nobody else is trying to go to the cafeteria but you. I'm in there doing selfies with the food. What? See the college food. She said, you better ask him about the college money. I'm counterfeiting like we got something. We got counterfeit something. I said, don't worry about it. We going. It don't look real, but it's really going to happen. You just got to walk out all the way to the end. I don't know how we going to get to the other side of the end, but we going.
Yeah.
I got to tell you that, sometimes you get so burnt out sharing. I didn't even plan on coming to this convention to share. Sometimes I feel so much pressure with the whole sharing thing. Everybody wants you to share. What do you talk about? You know what I mean? I just had my whole life tore the hell out. Somebody like reached in my ass and tore my life out. And I'm trying to put pieces back to a life, and they told me that it is a whole new puzzle. So I'm trying to find something that looks familiar that I can put together, and none of this shit looked like I ever seen it before. You know, I got messed up. I mean, I took a beating clean, and people say, your choices, you know, that whole you made the choice, and now you have to live with the choice, and these are the consequences of your choice. Man, I'm glad y'all ain't in charge of mercy. Right? I am so grateful that these people who do the same shit I do, who live in the same defects, but as a result of the 12 steps, some of us have reached the point that we can sit in a position to tell everybody else about the good position, that the good addicts are doing a favor to the bad addicts with this position. Well, good addicts who think for something because of your good decisions have gained you more favor with God than bad addicts.
Come on, baby.
Okay, how much God you talk about, how you treat me is about the God you're supposed to be living about. I mean, can you love me at the casino when I'm trying to like double up? It's not spiritual.
Come on,
Kevin. I'm talking about wreckage of now.
Yeah.
I went through a horrible divorce. Living with somebody using. I felt like a failure in the first marriage because I didn't act like the right wife. Because I got married in rehab. We were together from like day one. And I wasn't a good wife. I was inconsiderate, I was selfish, I was self-centered, I was angry, resentful, ungrateful. And he changed his mind. And I said, God, if you ever give me a second chance, I'm giving this dude every ninth step amends that I should have gave to the first one. And I became wife of the motherfucking lifetime. Dereliction is the abandonment of self. And one day, man, I got in the car and I drove me somewhere way out deep. I dropped my ass off. And I've been trying to go back and find her this whole damn time. I don't care how many conventions, how much you share, you talk, just keep talking. Talk. You're so willing to talk. Don't use. Go home and cook your kids a meal.
Yeah.
That's how simple my life is. Go cook a meal. Make new mistakes.
Yeah.
Don't marry nobody in 90 days. Man, when I made the 90 day mark with a boyfriend and did get married, I said, my God, I have come to believe in a new way of life. I'm married because I get scared financially. I get mad. I'm married because I'm scared tax wise. I get married because I think, you know, I'm going to. Oh, man. They just say, you know, you pray God give you godly man, you then you become a godly woman. You ain't like trick whore someday, sometime, maybe, just in case, just around the corner type of girl. You know, if you want to be a spiritual woman, you got to like make a commitment before God and do the right thing. You do the same shit with the ring. Catch the same beating. You know. I'm going to tell you, man. This is all I want to hold on to. I love y'all.
I love you,
man. You don't even spend time with me, you know how I am. I'm coming late. You know, I'm a 50-50 girl. Maybe I just might come. I ain't trying to sell you something that ain't real.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you everything wrong with the car before I let you drive it off my lot.
Come on, baby.
It is. This is just to be honest and tell the truth about all my things. I'm going to tell you something, how God works. Your sponsor, he used to call me all the time. I said, Stephanie, come down here, shit. I said, I don't know. Some people want to share. They're like upset. Some people's favorite speakers are themselves. Who you got? You? Of course nobody else compares. You only like yourself. God, I just like me so much, mommy. You know, he used to call me all the time. I used to say, call me back. I'll let you know, call me back. He used to all call back. And then he passed. I didn't even know he passed. Then this lady called me on the phone. She said, Stephanie, this dude was calling you all the time to come down here and share. And he had a little thing next to your name on the list. Call many times. She said he really wanted you to come and share. I said, wow. So I didn't get to share for him, but I got to share for you.
Yeah.
I'm in love with my home group. That means more to me than any podium.
Yeah. Right.
I go there early. I set up the chairs. I ride my little board. I do one chair at a time. I'm in love with my home group. I'm in love with the newcomers. Right. My home group, man, was about 250 people on Monday night. They're standing room only. Man, they are on fire. No, nobody got any clean time. There's no coffee. There's no heat. It's 110 degrees in the summer. There's no water. We just got chairs back.
Right.
We got passion. And you can't fake passion. Man, you ever been with somebody and got to pretend to like them? I'm in love with Narcotics Anonymous. This is the love of my life. When I come to Narcotics Anonymous, I'm excited as shit about this shit. Ain't nobody could touch me like this. Ain't nobody could rub me like this. Ain't nobody could go this deep inside of me. This shit goes so deep inside of me, move shit around that's never supposed to be touched. It can't be bought. It can't be sold. It can't be tricked. It can't be traded. There's no negotiation. It's not this is just like, mommy. You can't fake that. It's a turn on. When it gets you, it will turn you on. And when you turned out, you will show up. Somebody ever turn you out, you start doing all kinds of crazy shit for them. Shit you never do. Color shit, lip shit. And when you're in love with this and this shit turn you out, you want to go. You want to go. You want to go all the time. You want to go where they at. You want to be near them. You like them all. It all sounds good. Just all sound. Everything they say, wow. So excited to listen to you talk. You even breathe good. That's how I feel about this. It's all the same.
Right.
Tell the truth. Get to go somewhere and tell the truth. I'm not always all right. I'm awkward as shit, and I'm the only one that knows it. I just think, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to close with this. I don't got a lot to say. I'm going to tell you how things just happened to me. And they just make, they happen so, it just doesn't make no sense. But the only thing that makes sense is like, just God's grace will just come in and make the most things right. So, I ain't never been to Ocean City before. I can't stand driving far. Get all stressed out in the car. How much longer? When are we going to be there? So it's like driving all the way down there. It's like driving to Texas. This seems so far away. But I'm going to tell you something. Willingness will make you get in a car and drive somewhere. So I called one of my girlfriends, who I love dearly. And I said, listen, I want to go to Ocean City, but I've never been to Ocean City, so I don't even know what Ocean City looked like. Can't even picture it in my head. But I need to get a room in Ocean City. And everybody said, you better hurry up and get a room in Ocean City or you ain't going to have nowhere to sleep. So I said, all right. So I called this girl. I said, listen, you've been here before. Can you tell me where I'm supposed to sleep in Ocean City? She said, oh, don't worry about it. So she sent me this whole link about Ocean City. She said, you just go on this link and book your room and, you know, you're good to go. So all this time I've been looking at my room online. I said, my God, this is nice. I got me a nice room in Ocean City. I just like going to be living. Me and my man, we got to just be, we got the ocean on one side and the bay on the other. The bay on the other, right? You getting it?
Right.
So I get down here yesterday. I'm visiting my friends. And they said, oh, Steph, where's the room at? I said, well, it says that I'm only walking distance from the convention center. They said, Steph, the convention center right across the street. Where's your room? So I'm looking at my picture. I said, well, I'm at the harbor. I had a counterfeit room. I had a counterfeit room that was charged in advance with, you don't get your money back,
right.
Counterfeit room. So my counterfeit room is in Baltimore Harbor.
Okay.
I couldn't even sleep last night. I was so sick. I said, where am I? I can't even tell you how sick I was. I had to like beg these people to give me back all my money. But thank God, man, that I got some friends.
Right.
I thank God, man, I got some friends. I walk in 1,000 prayers. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I love the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. I can tell you 1,000 things wrong with you, but I can tell you 1,000 things wrong with me.
Right.
But you people give me something that nothing in this world. You mother me, you father me, you love me, you encourage me, you lift me up, you smile, you teach me how to dress, you teach me how to raise my children, you taught me how to buy a house, you taught me how to run a business, you taught me how to sign my daughters up to go to college, how to go there, and how to tell these little girls to believe in something even when there's no money left. You tell me not to sell out. You taught me not how to do shit that makes me go against my spirit and degrade myself. How to like make plans when there's nothing in front of you that looks like it has any evidence that your plans will ever come true. To start thanking them in advance. The seventh step, it says, thank him in advance. And that's not counterfeit. That's faith. Thank him now that my baby is going to college in September. Start picking out what you want to buy for your dorm room. And let him work it out. Because we get our own God of our own understanding. And if I got to pick a father, he would say, pick it out. Dream big. Dream big. And you know what my daughter said? I'm gonna close with this. She said, Mommy, do you know what I'm gonna miss the most when I go to college? And I said, what? She said, I'm gonna miss the addicts. I don't know where in NA that it got lost. This is just my experience. I don't know where in our books that we thought we found something to hurt each other.
That's right.
I don't know where in any of those books that it says anything about hurting each other. And somewhere in all these information that we got, it became a battleground of who knows what. If I never work another step, if I don't ever do anything else in this recovery, I want to be able to have, like it says in the 10th step, we receive a growing concern for others. all others, not a sponsorship family others, not my network others, but others. I want to treat all people like I have a loving God without having to tell you about my loving God. Because if you're going to tell me about God and you customer service for God, I might tell him that he needs to check his service. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.